It is still entirely possible that the center of Matthew will come ashore somewhere on the east coast of Florida in the next 2 to 3 days. But even if the center stays offshore, which is also possible, we could still experience some significant impacts. And we are contemplating what tropical storm and or hurricane watches we might have to issue for some portion of southeastern Florida, for starters, as soon as later this morning. There are significant chances of winds of tropical storm force occurring over inland areas of the Florida Peninsula over the next few days. So don't just think of this as a coastal event only in terms of what could happen. Yeah, Matthew, unfortunately, does appear to be taking a track that minimizes its time spent over land. And even if it's over the Bahamas, those islands are very low-lying, they're small, and there's a lot of warm water throughout the Bahamas. There's plenty of fuel for Matthew ahead to maintain its major hurricane intensity up to the time it gets near over Florida. What you need to do has a lot to do with where you live. If you live near the coast, or even if you're not so sure how far away from the coast you need to be to avoid the storm surge hazard, find out right now, this morning, if you live in a hurricane storm surge evacuation zone so that if officials later this week tell you to evacuate, you've already thought through where you're going to go and how you're going to get there.